Labor Day Conference 2005 with Brother Titus Chu in Cleveland, Ohio. Our divine commitment according to God's eternal purpose. Message 5.
We always feel happy about just about every conference. Because every time the churches come together, the Lord has opportunity to speak to us, and we have opportunity to fellowship with one another. So it's always been a sweet time. Well, I really appreciate this one, because can you believe or realize this whole thing come out in 1.5 days? I came back from Far East, and I'm in my jet lag, and was confused all over. So the brothers began to fellowship with me. What should we do? I just had a feeling we better cover something very, very practical and realistic, rather than merely talk about the teachings in the Bible. So I give the brothers thought, I give them the subject, I give them the point, and they work out the outline. So this is produced by a joint labor. I did something, and Nigel and Vern and Brother Gung worked together and backed it up. So eventually, we have the thought, then the last day, that is Thursday, the brother began to work on this. I'm waiting for them at 11, and they didn't show up because they cannot come up with the stuff. But anyway, they did come up something quite impressive, aren't they? This is a very rich outline to considering the way the Lord carry his economy. And this outline was written in a rush. Therefore, there are minor insufficiencies. For instance, one sense asked me, he said, I have two questions. Number one, from message 2, Roman numeral 2b, what does 1 Thessalonians 1:1 show that each church has its distinct character? I don't know, because I didn't write the outline. But I didn't write the points, the verses. But my guess is there's a typing mistake. It should be Thessalonians 1:1-3. Because that local church does have its distinct character. They have the labor, the work of faith, then what? Labor of love, and then what?
Endurance.
Yeah, so that's the characteristics. Actually, if you study every local church, you will be surprised how every local church is different with the other local churches. And don't say they are only negatives. Yes, in negative things, they are very different. But actually, let me tell you, most churches are very negative, very much the same in negative things. Do you know all the problems the church in Corinth has, we have today? Do you know all the problems the church in Galatians has, and we have today? But at the same time, many churches do have something very positive and very distinct. Then he said, from message 3, 1a and 1b, what make you to say they have lost their testimony? You know, what is a testimony? It's what you see. For instance, this morning, we have a taste of church in Goshen, don't you? You begin to realize, oh, Lord, that's a sweet church. That's why they write this sweet song. And with sweet little sisters singing in a sweet way, with sweet music, with sweet word, even become a dreaming church. That's why we have a dream. That's his character. Yeah, you can see that in Cleveland. Am I right? Well, neither can you see that in Willoughby, even though you brothers are so pure, right? And you can see that in other churches. That belong to the church in Goshen for us to imitate, to learn, to be encouraged. Then, of course, there's a lot of good things in Cleveland. I know that. The brother says, oh, there's nothing good in Cleveland. Titus always talk about it. Brother, I'm a Chinese. Chinese never boast about their own family. But if, let me ask you, if all of a sudden you have 600 guests come and you give hospitality, some sense giving hospitality from January the 1st all the way to December 31st. True. Just about every day they give hospitality. Don't you believe there's something you got to learn? So, but I don't like to brag about it because I'm from Cleveland, so Cleveland have a lot to learn, which means you have more to learn. Anyway, brother, let's come to the outline. Huh? We say the elements which defile a local church and the examples of a local church or two local churches that is pleasing to Christ. In other words, we're going to tell you, look at all the epistles. Each epistle is written with a background. And it's written according to a particular need. Those stand out. Corinth stands out, which we covered yesterday, right? Church in Corinth. This morning, we're going to cover two more, a group of churches in Galatia and also the church in Colossae. These two churches, or these two, I don't know what is English now, the churches in Galatia and the church in Colossae, they do get themselves caught with problems. And I'm very thankful they have a good servant, the Apostle Paul, come to rescue them without refraining anything. In other words, extremely open. This is exactly what the situation. This is exactly what you ought to learn. So he was very strong to fellowship with them. Let's come to point B. The local churches in Galatia, which is a group of churches, right? If you read Acts, you will be impressed where the Apostle Paul went through Iconians, right? Lystra. These are all the churches in Galatia. In other words, Apostle went there in the first trip, goes through these places, and really had a spiritual struggle and fight, even risk his life to produce these churches. Not many years, come to AD 54, these churches began to be degraded by receiving the influence from Jerusalem. The people from Jerusalem, especially from James' household, these people who are associated with James came, literally destroyed the testimony. So if you walk into the church life in Galatia, you will find out all the people are keeping the Sabbath, keeping the days, practicing circumcision. That's why we say they lost their testimony. A healthy local church, you walk in, you should see Christ, you should hear Christ, you should touch Christ, you should be able to enjoy Christ. Christ should have the preeminence in that locality. But now you go to the churches in Galatia. It totally covered, smogged, is that English? With smog. The atmosphere is not clear at all. Smog, yeah. Smogged with something else. You talk with a Christian, you talk about the Lord, they're not so interested. They're very interested how to keep the Sabbath. They're very interested how to do a certain thing. They're very interested how to carry their Christian life according to a ritual. I tell you, even their terminology is no longer focused on Christ. They have terms that really focus on achieving a certain goal. So for this reason, I can say, if you come to the churches, you will find or you will be saddened, or you'll find out how come here are so many local churches. The Apostle Paul paid the price for them, even risking his life to raise up the churches. Yet these churches now not only do not know Apostle Paul, even they don't know Jesus Christ their Savior anymore. It's getting serious. This is why the saints, let's come. They lost their testimony and they lost their reality because the reality is Christ. Remember, brotherly son, Christ is one reality. Reality is only Christ alone. Take away Christ, there's no reality. So number one, the sins were religious and lived according to religious zealousness and the religious ideology. When religion came, it's very dangerous. You know, people go to the church of their choice on Sunday morning. What is that? It's religion. Am I right? They practice religion. But if they go to a point I insist on, then become an ideology. You know, when people were religious, they can be void of Christ. When people were caught with a religious ideology, I tell you, they become a person against the work, accomplished work, and operation of Christ. They would go that far because they will eventually become the enemies of the cross of Christ. So here, you come to church, the church was caught with a religious zealousness. Think about it. They are good brothers. They come together a lot. They fellowship a lot. They have a lot of home gathering, church gathering, middle gathering, and all kind of gatherings. But in their gatherings, they talk about dates. They talk about months. They talk about Sabbaths. They talk about circumcision. They talk about what kind of practice you do that will make you okay, rather than talk about how to be under the authority of the Spirit. So secondly, they departed from God and the work of Christ the cross. They lost the enjoyment of the Spirit. This is why it's interesting. You know, the book of Galatians is a book of denying anything in religion, denying the practicing of the ordinances will satisfy God's heart. Yet the dose, the medicine to heal the situation is to present to them, you must have the Spirit. So it's interesting, right? Chapter 1, 2, Paul was testifying, you know, oh dear Galatians, don't you know how stupid you are? Well, how about every time I use the word stupid, you raise up your hand to protest so I know how to not use the word anymore. Basically, he's saying, do you know how stupid you are? But brother, even you raise up your hand, they are stupid. Well, no matter how you raise up hand, they're still stupid. You know why? You know why? You know what's the reason? Because apostle told them, don't you know you are in Christ? The enjoyment of Christ is a matter of revelations. It's not a matter of what to say or what to do. This is why he was very strong. He pleased God to unveil his son in me. But I begin my Christian life with a revelation. Am I right? I have a revelation to begin my journey of following of the Lord. Brother, what a contrast. Something you can do, whether you have Christ or not, whether you have revelation or not, but you can do. And as long as you do it, you are right. Then you know there is something wrong. Amen. Do you get my point or not? You just do this. You just read this. You just practice this. Then you know something's wrong. For instance, this morning, a church in Goshen got a wild idea and one come up to present. And my first reaction was, Lord Jesus, Mark, this is a conference. I mean, if you start this culture, right, we will be in trouble. Because the next time there'll be five churches, everyone want to present a song, then our message, everything's over. The only way to rescue it is no concluding time. You know what I mean? Yeah. You can do whatever you want to do if you don't know what time the meeting's over. But if you say a meeting will be over at around 12:30, then, brother, we just can't afford it. You understand it? So I don't agree. But I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I was keep on repenting. Lord Jesus, look, I'm so meeting oriented. 2 hours, 15 minutes for this, 15 minutes for that, 1 hour for this, another 20 minutes for that, another 10 minutes for that. How about the authority of the Spirit? Isn't that good? Brother, so I really enjoyed that song. And even the little sisters were singing with their nice voice, consistent with that music, na 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 na, whatever. I tell you, you just feel, oh Lord, the only word I don't like is a dream, because Christian is real. How come you make it a dream? That's the only word I don't like, but I don't know the better word, so I can't help you. You know, brother, Peter had what dream? That's a dream for deeds. That's a dream for particular action. That's okay. I mean, I see a dream and the dream leads me to action. But you can't live your life in a dream. Your life got to be in Christ. So I asked Paul, I said, can we change the word dream to sight? Lord, I have a sight. Or I have a view. Nothing works, okay. But anyway, brother, remember this. It's too easy for us to say that everything should be done a certain way, and Paul was strong. Do you know everything is according to visions and according to revelations, and you must have the rich enjoyment of the Spirit. So chapter 1 and 2, he was testifying how he has revelations. And then he was testifying how he stands firm with the truth. Even repudiate, is that English? Repute, whatever. Peter, in his face. Then start from chapter 3. He mentioned the Spirit, the Spirit, the Spirit, Spirit, Spirit. So, point 3. In their religious nature, they insist on religious practice by observing days, months, seasons, and years, as well as circumcision. You know why? You know why, sister? It will go against you, but you know why, Alan? I don't know which Alan is which Alan, but anyway, it's Alan, right? E is man or brother or sister. E is secondary to A. So you got to learn to submit to your husband. Am I right? A is above E, isn't it? Oh, praise the Lord. You know, sister? Do you understand why people like to observe days, months, seasons, years, and even insist on practicing circumcision? Because that is something you don't have to fight for. You understand what I mean? Think about it. Your Christian life will become so simple. Just do this. Just do this, everything will be okay. Just do this, you will be in the flow. Just do this, you will be one with the body. Just do this, you will be one with what. I tell you, this, just do this. I don't say it's wrong, because many things need to be done. But if it's rob away the sin's freedom to follow Christ, don't say just do this. You have to tell the brothers, just come to Christ. But you don't like it, right? Isn't that hard, just come to Christ? Isn't it easy, just do this? Brother, am I right? I'm happy you sit here now. Where are you now? In Detroit. Well, you still have the face that is a little concerned about something. Can you be, ha ha? You know, brother, remember that. Elders will say, oh, it's so easy for me to carry the church now. Just do this. The saints will say, oh, it's too easy for us to go on now. Just do this. When this just do this occupies the church life, basically means you observe days, months, seasons, and years, as well as practicing circumcision. Then, point 4. However, they were protected by the Apostle Paul, who what? Travailed until Christ was forming them. Do you realize here, there's no just do this. Paul didn't say, just turn to your spirit. That's another just do this. You know what? Just follow Christ. That's another just do this. When you say just read a certain material, just reciting, just do what, I say that's wrong. Then just turn to your spirit, to me was just as wrong. Paul says, brother, I don't have some just do this. But I tell you, I had a hard time where I was with you in these places. Iconia, whatever, Iconia, Luce, whatever. You know, Chinese is much easier because it's a better language, but whatever. Oh, English is hard. But anyway, I was in all these places. Brother, do you realize I travel to give birth? Not one local church coming easy. With every raising up of every local church, I'm risking my life. I'm risking my security. I'm risking my future. I put down everything to give birth to you so you can be a local church. But now, brothers, what's happened to you? All the births is one time. No matter how hard it is, some mothers deliver the baby 2 and 3 days in pain. And the baby is so big, refuse to come out. With Americans' diet, they get bigger. When they were born, they're about 6 months old size. Not 6 years, 6 months old size. Huge! You know, but no matter how hard that is, it's only once. Once the baby is delivered, then the mother was happy. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, what a baby! Right? Every pain is gone. Only with a church, you have to deliver and re-deliver and re-deliver and re-deliver. The pain is always the one who begets. So Paul here testified, my relationship with you is not a teaching. My relationship with you is not to tell you what to do that can be right. My relationship with you is not to give you some materials so you can recite. My relationship with you is a matter of life. I traveled so you were begotten. You become a local church. Now I tell you, I travel again. I travel again. What? Until Christ was formed in you. Before Christ was formed, you were just like a baby. You can be carried away by everything. Just like my granddaughter. Isn't she sweet? That's a good idea. I mean, which girl at 2 years old has any idea? But she'll tell you, oh, that's a good idea. And sometimes they really answer it at the right time. Do you want to take a nap? That's a good idea. Could you believe in that? Could you believe in that? But could you trust in that? Could I say, oh, Brother Paul, don't you know my granddaughter Anna Jo? On the whole globe, only she, a 2-year-old, have a lot of ideas. And she knows I go to sleep, have to take a nap now, is a good idea. Praise the Lord, I trust in her. You don't. You know, no matter how bright she is, no matter how talented she is, no matter how able she is, she's still a baby. Until what? Until, as a human being, she's formed. She's developed. Then until, as us, so far as us is concerned, until, as Christians, Christ formed. When Christ is formed in us, then he said, before that, I would travail. I have suffered so much to give birth to you once. I will suffer more to give birth to you again and again until Christ is forming you. So number 8, he rebuked them, bring them back to the gospel of Christ. He said, I marvel. Just means what? I can't believe it, you stupid. You see, that's my problem. Thank you for your hands. I can't believe it, give me a word. Huh?
You what? Who has bewitched you?
I can't believe you what? Well, foolish is worse than stupid. I'd rather people call me stupid. I don't want people say I'm stupid. Foolish, yeah. If you say you're stupid, I make mistake on one deal. Yeah, you say, I'm foolish. That means I don't have IQ. Then I'll say, what do you mean by that? So there's no words. Stupid exists. Then he said, oh, I can't believe it. I just can't. He said, I marvel. Paul's a gentleman. If I read the Bible, I'll say, you stupid. But Paul would say, I marvel. I can't believe it. I just can't believe it's happened. I just can't believe it. Remember, Brother Lee was with us in the 60s and the 70s, how much we were taught to be in spirit, to follow Christ in the spirit, on the ground. This is a battle cry. I don't know what has happened to you. Don't you remember how we were saved? Don't you know how we were began? Don't you know how we were raised up? Have we been taught how to firmly attach ourselves to Christ? Isn't that true? That's why he said, I marvel. I marvel that you so quickly depart from the gospel of Christ to follow another gospel, which is not gospel. You lost Christ, then there's no gospel. You have all the books. You have all the materials. You have all the outlines. You have all the things you know. But where is Christ? So he said, rebukes them, bring them back to the gospel of Christ. The second, reminding them that the crucified Christ must be their reality. Sorry, you can see that I'm still very tired. I just get excited a little bit. I'm short of breath. Remind them that. Do you know that? He said, among you, I know nothing save Christ and the one crucified. Christ germinate all the positive things. The one crucified terminate all the negative things. I only know Christ, so I have the enjoyment of all the positive things. I only know the one crucified, so I'm able to deal with all the negative things. Crucified Christ must be your reality. Brother, it's not what material you use. It's not how you keep the days. It's not how you keep the church life. It is Christ must be the reality of every local churches. Then point three, seeking to restore them to the enjoyment of the spirit they have received. He said, let me ask you one thing. This one thing I ask of you. Am I right? Chinese was much better. 我只问你这一件. You see, how clear. You see, English is a hard language, isn't it? But you don't understand. But let me tell you, there's a statement much clearer than the English one. But anyway, this one thing I ask of you, right? Receive ye the Spirit by the work of the law, or by receiving, or by hearing of faith. Receive ye the Spirit. In other words, eventually, the Apostle Paul, sending his medicine to take care, treat the situation. And his word is simple. What did you get? Alan, right? This time, E. Alan, you got saved. That day you got saved. Is that because a certain brother tell you, you must keep the Sabbath? No. You must keep the law? No. You must read a certain book? No. You must practice a certain way? No. You got saved because people tell you Jesus is your Savior. You have the hearing of the faith and you responded. Right after you responded, you got a lot of law. No, you receive the Spirit. Isn't that our confirmation? Am I right, sister? Isn't that marvelous? That we were young. But even though we are so young, but one day when we begin clearly say, hear the word of gospel, and clear responded, Lord Jesus, I receive you as my Savior. What's happened? The Spirit came to you. Do you still remember that moment? Sister, do you remember that moment when you got saved? All the burden were going away. No more burden. The sweet sense of the presence of Christ. The assurance of eternity. Knowing assurance of life. Even you had the feeling, my life from now on will be so different because the Lord Jesus came into my heart. Amen. I received the Spirit. Amen. Now, he was very strong, the apostle. Remember that. You began in the Spirit. Then let me ask you, if you begin in the Spirit, how can you accomplish it in the flesh? How can you accomplish what the Spirit began? By doing something different. Let me tell you the Spirit. The Spirit is a beginning and perfecting. Don't you like it? You like it? Is he your son? Your son. Andrew, are you saved? Really? Really saved? So now you begin, right? In the Spirit. But do you know, Andrew, you are what, 13, 14? 14. 14. When you will be 44, there will be a different Andrew. Am I right? Outwardly, you'll put on more weight like your dad now. Your belly stick out a little bit. You are no longer that handsome. Just, am I right? Look at me. Look at me. I was a handsome man, but pretty. I need the mercy to look at me. So, because old man, no one likes old man. Only the old man try to brag about their past. I was beautiful too. You know, brother, for at 14, you have no knowledge of science. You may know mathematics somewhat, right? You have no knowledge of literature. You have no knowledge of life. At 44, you would understand something that's related to your life. Do you get my point? The most of all, at the age of 14, you have a Jesus. The Jesus, I call that, I forgot that word now. After you have a dinner, you always have something American. Yeah, dessert. You have a dessert Jesus. Jesus, let me tell you, Andrew, Jesus is the best dessert on the globe. Amen. It doesn't matter what you eat. After all, you just have a taste of Jesus, the whole thing is fine. Do you a dessert Jesus? But don't let the dessert Jesus become a desert Jesus. You have a dessert Jesus. Eventually, you have meat Jesus, Amen. Bread Jesus, Amen. Heart food Jesus. Amen. Jesus grow. And more than that, when you have a dessert Jesus, you only get sugar. It's something sweet. Now, when you have a real Jesus, this Jesus is perfected in you. So you are able, at the age of 44, take the lead in the local church life. Become a life giver in the local church life. Become operative among the brothers. Don't you have that kind of dream? You should have it. Young girls, do you have that dream? What's your name? Asher. Do you have that kind of dream? You are not the number last, right? Yeah. Oh, you have a younger sister. Leah, okay. You are the youngest brother. Do you have that dream? You are 20-some now. 24 already. Praise the Lord. You know, brother, I hope at the age of 44, 20 years later, this little Usher, I mean, I don't think he's become bigger and taller. He may become bigger, but not taller. Am I right? We all become bigger. Think about, 30 years ago when we all meet together, the chair is always adequate, no matter how small is the chair. Now even the white chair is not sufficient for many of us because we become so big. But anyway, 20 years later, you need a lot more perfecting. You will be able to shepherd. You will be able to minister. You will be able to serve. You will be able to live, to lead. Why? Because the Spirit is a beginning and perfecting. Then in the process, you have a Spirit of supply. The Spirit bountiful supplies you. Then you also have a Spirit of blessings. Whatever you need, the Lord bless you with the Spirit. Brought the Lord Jesus as a Spirit, is the strongest multivitamins with all the minerals, with folic acid too. You just take in that, hallelujah, whatever your need is met. Then you have the spirit of his son. In other words, you grow into a statue. Then the spirit begins with you. And the spirit leads you. Then eventually the spirit bearing fruits. So you have the leading spirit, a beginning spirit, leading spirit, and fruit bearing spirit. So eventually the spirit is for you to live and walk. So brothers, any time you are apart, away from the spirit, you know something is wrong. Your Christian life is a life firmly associated, affiliated, or abide in the spirit. Praise the Lord. So this apostle's answer, Apostle Paul's answer to these degraded churches in Galatia. Then another local church. And the local church in Colossae was in danger of losing their testament because they didn't go that far. And reality, because why? The saints were in danger of beginning of being carried off as spoil. What does spoil mean? It means no value anymore. What does spoil mean?
Huh?
Well, I thought when the food is spoiled, it means no value. Oh, so you are in danger of being captured by something, right? Through what? Through, number one, philosophy. You know, when you read philosophy, you remember the way Apostle Paul says, the philosophy and the empty disease, with according to the human tradition, according to the elements of the word, all in one verse. So these four things are one item. This element, the world, can be the physical world, right? Can also be a religious world. In the religious world, there is a religious philosophy. What is philosophy? Philia means I love. Sophia means knowledge. Philosophy basically means you can be occupied, controlled by a certain kind of ideology. Do you get my point or not? For instance, we have a lot of PhDs in this room. And I like them, and I have sympathy to them. Because after they struggle all the way through, basically they make themselves nothing. Here, Brother Jonathan, he got two PhDs. One is in electronic engineer, whatever. What are you in? Mechanic engineer. Well, another one is in education, two PhDs. And the brother Hu, you are beside him, what kind of PhD you're going to get in a few months? Huh? Brother, I don't know what is that, but basically I want to tell, but basically I want to tell you, you have a grand world created by God. Actually, I put the circles not right. It's unlimited. So grand, am I right? And eventually, your existence is going to match God's purpose. But because you love to study, that's filio and sophia, right? Love knowledge. Because you love knowledge, you confine yourself to a darts. I'm not quite sure that far yet. These are Nobel Prize winner. Got darts. And you declare yourself a specialist. I'm a specialist in something nobody understands. Otherwise, how can you be a PhD? You got to know something nobody knows. Right? That's why you are a PhD. But, you know, eventually this becomes the controlling element of your life. You know, for instance, you're not a PhD, you're a master, right? Not even master. Just a bachelor. Then how come you get married? But anyway. And with good kids, right? But anyway, brother so-and-so, whatever. you spent many years labor, and eventually you got, I finally got it. You know what you get? What you get, that's called philosophy. Become a controlling element, confine and limit and cost your life with very little value. Just think about it. When people ask you, what are you doing? I'm a professor of University of Pittsburgh. Well, let me ask you, is there a girl or not? Those from Pittsburgh. Is a girl or not? How do you spell it? P-I-T-T-S. Yeah, I live there. I get confused now, whatever that is, because Hamburg and Pittsburgh is about the same. So I'm from, I'm a professor in the University of Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh! In what department? Electronic. Is there a department called electronic engineer? Okay, engineer department. Then you walk in, there's a bunch of professors. Then you walk in the college, there are so many professors. Then you walk over university, there are hundreds of professors. Then you walk on the city, there are thousands of professors. Then you walk over states, there are tens of thousands of professors. You walk over United States, there are hundreds of tens of thousands of professors, and none of them has any value. They're all caught by darts. You know, the Lord set us free. We are free to follow this all-inclusive, unsearchable riches of Christ. But for some reason, we develop theology. Do you get my point or not? We develop something in religion, make it a knowledge also to confine us. How marvelous is the freedom in spirit. We walk, according to Brother Lee, we walk in the divine mystical realm. The divine process triune God produced the realm of the spirit. This realm is heavenly. This realm is in resurrection. This realm is above all things. This realm is for us to enjoy. So our area is unlimited. Our sphere is heavenly. But for some reason, we want to get caught with philosophy, with something seemingly logical. So Paul called that empty deceits. With what? Human tradition. Just think about it, brother. How much our meeting now are according, I dare not say human tradition, because it begins with the spirit, but eventually become tradition. Even so traditional, we lost our guts. You understand what I mean? We lost our guts. For instance, I ask you, brother, how many brother meet in Detroit? You say, praise the Lord, about 100. I say, how many years you been there? Praise the Lord, about 20. Are you there about 20 years now, I think? I remember because I drove to Detroit every week, and I was young. I can go at 1 o'clock, and I can come back at 1 o'clock, 12-hour trip, and I'm able to handle it. Hallelujah. Not today. So that got to be 25, maybe even 30 years. 95, over 20 years, right? I say, brother, what's happened to you? Of course, you argue. I say, no. We don't have 100. We have 400 because many Chinese were brought in and many. But whatever that is, do you know the interesting part? We were so confined by a way. We lost our freedom in spirit, in following the Lord. And we were so controlled or influenced by different terminologies. We afraid the guts, the boldness we receive from Christ in preaching the gospel. Our meeting is so shaped. This is the way we meet. You know what? This is the way we minister. If we have more meetings with only the beginning time, and without the time off, time dismissed. You understand what I say? For instance, we begin the meeting at 1, at 10. What time is the meeting over? We don't know. Maybe 3, maybe 4. Then you see, this church come up, have a song, that brother has a hymn, that brother have a testimony. But everything we do now is very systematic. In turn, brother, we get caught in a line where we have the great scope of the Spirit in resurrection, in the heavenlies, with the resurrected Christ as our person. You know, so eventually, Paul says, I'm just so afraid. You get caught by philosophy, according to empty disease, according to human tradition, according to the elements of the world. So your whole Christian life is controlled, dominated by ideology. This is the way we live. And I tell you, if the ideology is clear, it helps. If the ideology is vague, that's getting very serious. You know, sometimes some brother come to me and say, Brother Titus, the recovery churches. Have you heard that term?
Yeah.
This always scared me. Let me tell you. In the beginning, first stage, we are for the Lord's recovery. Do we have any problem? Because a recovery is a spiritual thing. The recovery is spiritual. Remember, the brother Lee wrote in the blue book, the little blue book. He said, believe and practice in the local church. He said, the Lord's recovery is a spiritual thing. So the Lord's recovering his riches for his testimony. So we are for the Lord's recovery. We are very good at it, right? We are for the Lord's recovery of the local church. We are for the Lord's recovery of the city and earth. Stand on the ground of oneness in the Lord. We are building up the temple of our dear Lord. We are for the Lord, we are for the Lord, we are for the Lord's recovery. We are for the Lord, we are for the Lord, we are for the Lord's recovery.
Isn't that good?
When you sing it, you feel so good. Then we grow to, we are in the Lord's recovery. Well, I tell you, that's not that bad. Because if you are for something, you are in that. If you have some growth, you have a statue of life, then you can say that. For instance, I can say, Lord, cover me. I'm in the Lord's recovery. Why? All the spiritual things, the recovered, the Lord is recovering or is recovered, I am part of it. I participate of it. It's not in an organization. It's in the spiritual reality. Am I right? Then we come, we are the Lord's recovery. Have you heard that? I tell you, brother, every time when people say we are the Lord's recovery, I look at Brother Lee. Here's one. TLC Spark is the Lord's recovery. Then Brother Watchman Nee is the Lord's recovery. Brother Witness Lee, no doubt, is the Lord's recovery. John Nelson Darby is the Lord's recovery. Martin Luther is the Lord's recovery. Because Lord's recovery is carried out through these great spiritual men's great ministries. That should exclude us. If you tell me, we are, what did I say?
We are the
Lord's recovery. I'd like to ask you, dear brother, recover what? Recover your American breakfast? Recover what? But I'm happy, huh? All the saints can say, we are for the recovery. Many saints can say we are in the Lord's recovery. A great ministry of the age can say we are the Lord's recovery. Right? Then I heard even more now. The recovery of us! I said, brother, don't say that. Because that makes yourself an exclusive denomination. Do you understand what I mean? The recovery are us. We are the recovery church. Recovery are us. Brother, recovery is a spiritual thing, then they are not you. Do you get my points or not? No, learn these steps. We are for Lord's recovery. Amen. We are in the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
Yeah, let's try it again. No? Whosoever thinks you are, can you say real loud? We are for the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
We are in the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
I don't agree. I think some should say amen. Some who says, I want to be. Do you get my point or not? Here. Come on, Mike. Come on, you. You don't cry, promise me, huh? Okay. Here, they both are declaring. We are for the Lord's recovery. Huh?
We are for the Lord's recovery!
No problem, right? When we say, we are in the Lord's recovery. Sister, you can say in a very low voice because you do make some meetings. Do you get my point? But that spiritual, that grand, great spiritual fact is so much more with Mike Puskas. You allow me to say this. Why don't you say we're in the Lord's recovery? Let's just say, I am in the Lord's recovery. Say it real tiny and this small voice.
I am in the Lord's recovery.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. No, you say, I am in the Lord's recovery.
I am in the Lord's recovery.
Yeah. Then I say, I'm in the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
Isn't that normal? We three are here. I'm more in than you.
Yes.
You are more than in than her.
Amen.
And she's more in than those just believed. And the just believe more in than those who are not yet believed. It's a spiritual thing. It's not an institutional thing. Do you get my point? Then they come. We are the Lord's recovery. Say it. Oh, you are bold. Say it.
We are in the Lord's recovery.
We are the Lord's recovery.
Oh, we are the Lord's recovery.
Bold. For me, I don't say it.
Oh, oh yeah, I got caught. Sorry.
Okay. Let's try it again. Let's try it again. There you say, I'm the Lord's recovery. So you say,
I dare not say I'm the Lord's recovery.
I dare not say I'm the Lord's recovery.
But 30 years later, I hope I can say. 30 years later, don't cry.
Do I?
30 years later, can you say it?
I'm the Lord's recovery.
Yeah, because you have so much riches constantly in you. If you pursue the Lord, follow the Lord, one with the Lord, stand firm with the Lord, eventually many brothers will say, the Lord's doing his recovery work through me. Even though I'm not so much. Do you get my point or not? And here, brother, we too. When she's saying, I am the Lord's recovery, you will be 70, 80.
Yeah.
And I will be 100, so I wish I was still alive to listen to what you say.
That's right.
Do you realize? Sometimes we play the terms. That will become, take it carefully, huh? I do not mean anybody lie. But because we don't care, we just talk about it so easily, we miss the real meaning. We are for the Lord's recovery. And praise the Lord, many of us can say and boldly declare we are in the Lord's recovery. And we say, thanks, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Through Brother Lee, we know you have the recovery. Lord recovers so much through this great servant, Brother Lee. Then eventually, if someone say, recovery are us, brother, no. Recovery can never be you. You are not that great. You are not exclusive. If it's a spiritual thing, then whosoever take part of it is part of that recovery. Do you get my point or not? Don't make yourself a recovery denomination. is a spiritual, grand spiritual facts for us to appreciate and to enjoy. Then since I mentioned the ministry, so let's come to the matter of ministry. Again, it's related to your understanding, ideology, right? What is a ministry? What is a ministry? Number one, we say, is a New Testament ministry. The ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is definitely, absolutely, 100% marvelous. Am I right? When we say the ministry, remember, when we say the ministry, we mean the New Testament ministry. We mean the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you get my point? Secondly, we say, it can be, especially to us, who are raised up by our dear, beloved Brother Lee. So I can say, when we use the word the ministry, we denote to the specific ministry of Brother Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Do you get my point? That is okay. It's a specific ministry. Because it's specific, so you can also say the ministry. Because it's specific. It denotes something special. You understand what I say, sister? Your face is a little bit confused. Do you understand what I say? Huh? Oh, you should listen very careful. This is crucial. You want me to start again so you can listen? Number one, when we say the ministry, it really should mean the New Testament ministry, the ministry of Jesus Christ. I remember this. Everyone who is born again is part of this New Testament ministry. And everyone preach gospel, operate, getting people saved, infuse life, is part of the ministry. It's a grand term. It's a glorious term. Then, of course, with us, the local churches, raised up by Brother Witness Lee. So usually we would say, when we see the ministry, we many times can denote to the specific ministry of our dear brother Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. You say, oh, then you belong to a man. I don't like to argue. I know this. Without them, we will not be here. You see my point? Because they give birth to us. We owe them something. So sometimes we can borrow the term, the ministry relate to Brother Lee himself. But you have to understand it right. It's taking away of inclusive, not exclusive. When we say the ministry, which really we are denoting to Brother Lee's ministry, it doesn't mean the only ministry. Do you get my points? But the ministry that has raised us up. The ministry that has richly blessed us. The ministry that caused us to enjoy this marvelous Christ. The ministry caused us to follow the Lord. Do you get my point? Then the third understanding. Am I too much or not? Yeah, try to understand properly. I pay a big price for giving you this message. I hope you understand. And I have a full assurance I'm ready for whosoever challenges, let's come to the Bible. You know, the ministers who possess the ministry. Do you get my point? But usually, to them, we do not use the word the. We use the word you or he or brother so-and-so. Do you get my point? More than once, Brother Lee talked with me about my ministry. One day, Brother Lee was quite strong. In 1995, when I realized there's a need among the Chinese speaking. So I fellowship with Brother Lee through the phone. I said, Brother Lee, there are a number of Chinese coming to this area now. I have a burden to do a 10-month labor to perfect some of the Chinese-speaking ones, so we will have a core to meet the need. You know what Brother Lee says? Titus, you should do it. This is your portion. This is your ministry. Your ministry, he says, you are best. Your ministry is the best to raise up people. Brother, he used the word, my ministry, your ministry. He didn't say, Titus, listen, you were saved in 1953, am I right? I said, yeah. Don't you know when you were saved? I'm already a great-grandfather of you. I raise up Brother Zhang Wuchen. Zhang Wuchen raised up another crop brother. Another crop brother raised up Silas Wu. And Silas Wu raised up you. How many generations? Five, right? Brother Lee, Brother Zhang, another crop, and the Brother Silas, and me. I'm the number five. She says, Titus, you. Titus, you ignorant. Oh, I got a good word. Isn't that a good word? It's not offensive, right? Ignorant. Huh? You're better than stupid, right? Yeah. He didn't say, Titus, are you so ignorant? That's a biblical word. Anyway, are you so ignorant? Don't you realize as long as I'm here, I have the ministry, you shouldn't do a thing. No. I work with Brother Lee for closely over 40 years. In 1963, I began to directly relate to him because I came to the United States. That's about 40 years, right? 30-some years. In these 30 years, I realized one thing. That's up to today's 40 years. When Brother Lee passed away, it's about 30-some years. Some 30-some years, I know Brother Lee. He's very strong in lead and very firm in lead. But he always respects whatever the Spirit works. Do you get my point? One day he called me. Oh, no, I call him. Sorry, I call him because I got a letter. Ransford invited me to go to Africa. I call Brother. I say, Brother Lee, I got a Brother Ransford called me or sent me a letter and told me that they really have a need if I should visit them. Brother Lee's answer is very interesting. He said, yeah, I know there's a need, and I'm thinking of sending Brother so-and-so. He mentioned a name. I'm thinking of sending Brother so. Then, they invite you, right? Then you go. He never has any thought. I control. Today, I feel sorry. Many people misunderstood him by saying he controls everything. I like to defend him. No, he does not control anything. He has a strong lead. At the same time, he honors the work of Spirit. Amen. Remember, sometimes he would say, oh, Titus, you have your region. And Benson, you have your region. So one day, one brother told me this. This is a true story. This brother went to Brother Lee and said, Brother Lee, why don't you move Titus to Texas? Move Rob Benson to Ohio. Then they both don't have a region. You know how Brother Lee answered? Brother said, no. My conscience will never allow me to do this kind of thing because the work in Ohio, the work in Midwest was raised up by Titus himself. He honors. Because why? He realized the ministry is a word inclusive and not exclusive. Do you get my point or not? Yes, there's a great ministry, Brother Lee's ministry. But there are many ministers with ministries all partake of the New Testament ministry. I'm happy. Brother, let me boast. Very, very little. I'm not qualified to boast. I do have a ministry. Amen. Whether you like it or not, I do have a ministry. I'm right. Whether you appreciate it or not, I do have a ministry. If you want me to go disappear, I can because I have a ministry. Many brothers wish I disappear, and the Lord keep me. Because there's a little something I treasure, but more than that, the Lord also treasure. Because that's something constituted by himself. Then, the fourth understanding. Sorry, huh? Now we get into something not so pleasant. Some brothers may say, we are the ministry. Brother, no. There's no such thing. Because the New Testament ministry is inclusive. Many, many servants of the Lord partake of that one ministry and become ministers in that ministry. If some brother declare, we are the ministry, If you don't listen to us, you don't hear the ministry. Brother, I dare not say they are not a ministry. But I will say, no matter how rich are the brothers' ministry, but they got to be inclusive and not exclusive. One day I have a talk with a brother I know well, and we're quite close, actually. I say, brother, you know the way you teach now, that we have the speaking. Beside us, there's no speaking. I say, brother, listen. If I were you, I would never dare to give this message because I'm not God. Only God can say, this is what I speak. No one can say, what I say is what God said. And besides what I say, nobody have anything to say. Brother, what a sectarian is this? What a control is this? No such thing. No one can say, we have the ministry. I'm only one have the ministry. Brother, no. If you listen to us, you are in the flow. If you don't listen to us, you are not in the flow. Brother, there's never, can never be things like that. Of course, the fifth is the worst understanding of. Ministry means living stream ministry publication house. But don't think I'm joking. In mainland China, in one of the major cities, some saints were very concerned about ministry. So he talked with his brother. His last name is Brother Shen. He talked with him. Say, brother, didn't Brother Lee say very clearly? Didn't Brother say very clearly? Living stream ministry is only publishing and serving the churches. I like to say this. Never disgrace living stream ministry. Never despise it. Appreciate that institution because that institution published so many books for us to enjoy. I'm happy. Just about every time when I take a trip for a few weeks, I come back. On my table, there's a bunch of books. That I can, even just recently, you know, the interesting part of this conference was triggered by that one book on the top, which is a local church. So I pick it up, I glance it. It was a message given by Brother Lee in 1957. Praise the Lord for that. And talk about the ground of oneness, the ground of locality. I just had a feeling, how much we need this book. But, okay, when the brother asked him, dear Brother Shen, didn't Brother Lee say Living Stream Ministry is only a publishing house? You know what Brother Lee said, what Brother Shen said? I can't believe it. He said, two sides. On one side, Living Stream Ministry serve as a publishing house. Produce the riches for all the local churches. Amen. Please say amen.
Amen.
We shouldn't have a spirit disagree with something precious. We need someone to publish Brother Lee's riches for us to enjoy.
Amen.
Am I right or not?
Amen.
So you should say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah for Living Stream Ministry.
Amen.
Then second, he said, at the same time, Living Stream direct all the local churches on the globe. Brother, I was just about to throw up when I heard this. I hate it. I hate the concept. I hate the clergy lady. I hate a publishing house who take control over churches. I hate to see a publishing house direct all the local churches. There's no such thing. At least I can testify for the church in Cleveland. We are not directed by the Living Stream Ministry, and we are still a local church.
Amen.
What's wrong with this? But even the thought, Living Stream Ministry, direct all the local churches, the brother Shen said this, from one of the key cities, Beijing, tell the brothers. I like to challenge him. I like him to answer me. Give me a Bible verse. Give me a statement by Brother Lee says Living Stream Ministry will direct all the local churches. Don't play with the saints. Don't damage the local churches. Don't damage the conscience of local churches. Don't exercise any kind of control. The local churches are Christ.
Amen.
They are the church of Christ.
Amen.
Now you understand. When people say the ministry, five understandings. Which understanding do you have? And the word was used in a way nobody knows what does it mean.
It's used so often, the ministry this, the ministry that. Nobody knows what he means, the ministry, New Testament ministry, the ministry of Lord Jesus, or the specific ministry of Brother Lee. But remember this, brother, when I use the word the ministry, for me to denote the specific ministry of Brother Lee is very understandable. I was saved through his ministry. I grew up in his ministry. I was equipped through his ministry. I was perfect through his ministry. I was developed through his ministry. I operate under him in his ministry. Therefore, I do say, I love Brother Lee's ministry. But I must love the truth at the same time. Therefore, I have to say, there are many ministers. At least I tell you this, right? I give you 1995. Is that 95, yeah. When I call Brother Lee about this. Brother Lee said, that's right, that's your ministry. And one day, Brother Lee heard something. You know, Brother Lee had heard many, many stories about me. I never even know. One day I went to Brother Lee's home. Brother Lee was sitting there quiet. I love him. Brother, I love him. I owe him everything. So there's no right or wrong. I just tell you a fact. Then all of a sudden he said, someone want me to die. I look at him. Why you tell me this? Do you get my point? Then, I mean, he's really a spiritual man. So he began to fellowship with me and everything was, I saw there's nothing. Few days later, I heard other people tell me, Titus, didn't you tell somebody you want Brother Lee to die? I say, what? I want Brother Lee to die. If he die, I don't know what to do with myself, even though I'm 60s, I'm already. I wish he can stay longer to protect the churches. What kind of talk is this? I want him to die. Then eventually we found out which brother said to which brother said to which brother. Eventually after 2-3 exchange, the word go to Brother Lee's, Titus was cursing you that you should die early. I still know the brother. I know the brother now. I know which brother did what. I know already. But, brother, they are lovely brothers. What can you do? What can you do? One day, brother, he heard something again. And he called me. He said, Titus, I heard something. I said, no, Brother Lee, I never even know these things. I forgot what he said. But I remember his statement. I remembered his statement. He said, Brother Titus, for your ministry's sake, remember this. For your ministry's sake, you have to be very careful. One day he told me, he says, Brother Titus, he called me brother, yeah, Brother Chu. He said, Brother Chu, you got to behave, take care of yourself. I said, why? He said, all the eyes are watching you. He told me himself. I said, something, I have two nose or something. That all people watching me for what? If some do not have the ambition for power struggling, they watch me for what? You watch me for what? So I die. You live better? Once you see the ministries, the ministers of the New Testament ministries, with their ministries, you understand? The ministers of the New Testament ministry with their ministries. They all operate together to build up the body of Christ. Amen. There's no one you should be jealous about. There's no one you should be worried about. It's only when you consider this as an institution. Then you fight. Who is on top? Who can take over? Who can handle the inheritance? Brother, we are not that kind of person. We need to be firmly with Lord Jesus Christ in his ministry. We need to be very much dive ourselves in the riches Brother Lee gave to us with our specific ministry. We should be open to many ministers' ministry so that the church can be built up. We should be careful. We are not under control of any people. Say, we are the only one have the divine speaking. And we should have nothing to do with a publishing house direct us, even though we love them because they produce all the books for us to enjoy. Do you understand what I say? Well, I give you two. These are related to ideology. One is a matter of recovery. One is a matter of ministry. So, point two. Are you okay? This was due to the saints living in subjection to ordinances according to the commandment and teaching of man. You know why that? Because it makes your life easy. I repeat to you again. Do you understand what I mean? Sister Wang, how hard it is for you and your dear husband fight and struggle in Columbus. If you only just do a certain thing and everything's right, isn't that easy? But don't you realize that very thing take you away from the searching, pursuing, praying, laboring in Christ for his testimony's sake? Then, however, they were perfected by the Apostle Paul, who brought them back to Christ's person and work by sharing with them, you know, the Godhead. What? Subsist in Christ richly or something. Remember the verse? Huh? The fullness of Godhead, what? Dwells. The fullness of Godhead dwell in Christ richly. The bodily. So do you realize? Christ is answer to all things. Don't be caught by this or that, who is right, who is wrong. Please have Christ. Then more than that, he said, you have to appreciate his person. He is the universality and the centrality of God. Do you understand what I mean? I love my granddaughter. This morning I was preparing for the message. I really miss her. So I'm happy before the meeting I see her. I'm leaving tomorrow, so I'm grabbing every opportunity to be with my... I like to hear he talk. I say, how about have a cake? Then she will say, it's a great idea. Isn't that marvelous? Isn't that marvelous? Right? I tell you, I love her so much. And to be a grandfather and a father is totally different. To be a grandfather, there's only enjoyment and nothing else. You know, their responsibility is bear by the father. The father and mother take care of her. We just enjoy her, right? When you're a father, you see the kids. At the same time, you have the feeling of responsibility. It's totally different. I couldn't tell you how enjoyable it is to be a grandfather. I believe the Lord reward to the old man. Tell him you have a hard life. Let me bless you with a grandson, granddaughter. But I cannot say, even I love her that much, I cannot say, my granddaughter is the universality and centrality of me. So you know how much God treasures Christ. Amen. Treasure to a point. If you see God, God sees no one, God sees nothing, God sees no element but Christ himself. Amen. So he said, who is this Christ? He's the Son of God's love. He's the image of the invisible God. He's the firstborn of all creation. He's the head of the body. He's the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. He's the one in whom all the fullness dwells. He is the mystery of God. Isn't that marvelous? And more than that, in his work, in Christ's work, he accomplished redemption, the forgiveness of sin. We enjoyed it, right? He reconciled us to present us holy and without blemish and without reproach before God. With God, we are not under blemish or reproach. Accomplishing all-inclusive death and resurrection for identification and participation. He died, we die with him. He resurrected, we are in resurrection! Sometimes people tell me, Titus, how come you can still be happy? No one thinks I should be happy.
I don't think on the globe many people have a bad name as I do. There are people go out to tell people how terrible I am, including many I raised up, including many. Many honor me as a father. I raised them as my son in mainland China. All of a sudden, they refuse to see me anymore. Brother, I'm so happy because I am with a resurrected Christ.
Amen.
When you live and walk and operate with a resurrected Christ, you always feel, hallelujah, we are above all the situations.
Amen.
Then, for such a church, the Apostle Paul labored and struggled to present every man full grown in Christ. I like it. Present every man, including girls. Am I right? There should be someone, you know, labor, struggle to present you full grown in Christ. Not just church meetings, not just what book to read, but is there anyone labor on you so you can grow? May Lord have mercy. Let's come. We don't have time because we need to hear the testimony from seven brothers. Then examples of a local church that is pleasing to Christ. The local church in Philippi satisfies the Lord. Number one, fellowship unto the furtherance of gospel and being fellow partakers with apostle in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. Very good, right? Then having the apostle in their heart. Not having the future in their heart. You know why some brothers in mainland China forsake me? On one hand, they do not know how to beware of dogs. On the other hand, I believe there's ambition. You know what I mean? Just in politicians, if you follow a certain person, then you have a future. But if that person is in problem, you'll be in prison. You gamble. You know, so very few realize that you should have those who labor on you in your heart, having the apostles in their heart, being obedient to the apostle even in his absence, standing with apostles' material need. And then what? Their gift being a sweet savor to God. You know, brother, it's good. I say this. Many people think the work has no need. No, the work has big need. But the church has got to learn to be one with the Lord's servants for their going on. Then, receiving the apostles' co-worker, they receive Timothy. And their own apostle, Epaphroditus. They receive the different apostles. Just think about it. Even Epaphroditus is called the apostle. So, how great do you think apostles should be? You understand what I'm talking about? He's just a common brother. He works so hard, gets so sick. Remember? And then providing the sacrifices and services of faith upon which the apostle might pour himself out as a drink offering. In other words, the church life is so healthy. So the Lord says, when I come, I see the healthiness of church life, I consume myself. So there's a drink offering pour on top of the offerings to satisfy God. Then exercising discernment concerning religious dogs, evil workers, and concession. What are the dogs? Have you ever think about it? The Bible, you know, religious dog mentioned more than once in Apostle Paul's writing. What are the dog? I got a little dog. Now, actually, it's my daughter's dog. Her name is Abby. I like her. You know, one thing I always amaze, when she come to our home, she declare the membership of our household. When we eat, she stand by the door. When we walk, she walk with us until we tell her, Abby, go back. Then she go back very sad. You know what I mean? Then you want to hug her, she was so satisfied. You say, Abby, take a walk, she jump. She feels she's part of you, but she doesn't have your life. Sometimes I look at Abby, I feel sorry for her. I say, if you just have a human life, how happy you will be part of this household, but you only have a dog life. You can declare, I'm part of the true family, but the fact is, you are not partaker of true family. This is a religious dog.
I declare I'm with Christ. I have Christ. I enjoy Christ. I'm part of the church life. But there's no Christ really involved. That's why he was so strong. Paul says, beware of dogs. Whosoever in the church life, they must have the reality of Christ. Then beware of the evil workers and concession. Then holding forth the word of life as luminaries in the crooked and pervert generation. No problem, right? Then are waiting for the Lord to come back. Another church, the local church in Thessalonica, actually both are the same because the good churches have the same virtue. Exhibiting the work of faith, labor of love, and endurance of hope. Imitating the servant of the Lord and thus become a pattern to others. Sounding out, declaring the word of the Lord, becoming the apostle's hope, joy, crown, and boast. Enjoy the apostle as a nursing mother and the exhorting father. Exercising brotherly love toward one another, acknowledging the leading ones who labor among them and regarding them highly. I feel so sorry today. Many saints in many localities just declare one statement, I'm one with what? The elder means nothing. This is not biblical. You are not under any far away institution. You are under the eldership of your locality. You get my point? It's too easy now today. If I'm not happy with the elder, I'm one with what, then the elder means nothing. I can write to them, I can accuse them, and the elder will be in trouble. Even today, we have many timid elders now, subdued by the saints. Rather, the elder should be strong and firm in taking the lead. And I hope we all acknowledge the leading ones who labor among us. How about that? Among us, then what? Regarding them highly, then boldly, expecting the Lord's return. Well, praise the Lord. I want to say this. A lot of things I shared in this conference is not prepared. But I have a burden where I'm standing here that I should share. I hope you, brother, take it with grace, with proper understanding. We are not against anyone. We like to receive everyone. Meanwhile, we must be very strong for the local churches to become testimonies of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.